Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
It's now time for News Headlines with Molly
on a Big Party Show on Channel 94.1.
Nearly 50 years after the brutal deaths of 7 people, Charles Manson is dead. Manson died Sunday at a Bakersfield, California hospital following recent health issues. He's one of the world's most notorious cult leaders. He ordered his followers to brutally kill Sharon Tate, heiress to the Folgers coffee empire, Abigail Folgers, and 3 others on August 9th, 1969.
And now checking into that hot all-inclusive called hell.
Yes.
All the demons you can eat.
Oh, you get them all, man. Open up.
Mm-hmm. Following night, people always focus on the night with the Sharon Tate incident. But, you know, the next night, they went and killed a family in their home, the LaBiancas. So this was all part of this.
It was like the biggest story in America. It was it was a more innocent time.
Yeah.
And so the LaBianca Tate murders people didn't think someone could be that brutal.
Right.
And he didn't, he talked these hippies into doing it.
Yeah.
So then people were afraid of hippies and they were like, what if there's going to be a revolution? Like someone can talk people into doing that stuff.
The guy was a lunatic.
I think it was also a lot of drugs.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Lot of drugs. Charles Manson, he was 83. He was serving a life sentence for those murders.
Yeah, hope there's a hell, you know? Especially for people like that.
For a guy like that, absolutely.
Just blows my mind that people like that actually have existed in this world. I was thinking about it after hearing about this last night, you know, and he's been in the hospital for, a few days?
Mm-hmm.
About all the other psychos out there. You know, there's lunatics.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of crazy people. I mean, that was definitely a time, like Jeff said, simpler, innocent times where something like this really did get national attention for just its brutality. It's just unbelievable. We are 1 week away from Cyber Monday. But these days, pretty much every day in November offers an extravaganza of online savings. We're getting ready for Black Friday, Cyber Monday. Cyber Monday was officially created back in 2005 as a way to get people into webs, online digital stores. And now internet companies.
Isn't that funny?
It's
kind of remember it. I mean, I have twinges of memory of Cyber Monday being like, so you're supposed to shop online?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That was the premise, people. Shopping online.
Yeah.
And you thought, like, who's so much of a shopaholic?
That you're going to go online.
That they have
after
to go online. Now I can't even fathom a time when we didn't buy everything online.
Yeah. So this is interesting. So it's Bloomberg. They're reporting on this, talking about how is Cyber Monday really a thing anymore? Because now everybody seems to be offering specials ahead of time. Friday afternoon, Walmart.com shaved off $549 from a 40-inch 4K HD TV.
How much Amazon was the final, did it say?
Listen to him. He's like, what was the final price? I just saw that they, you know, dropped it like $550.
Okay.
Has already had Black Friday deals on their pages.
So yeah. Cyber Monday to us has been Amazon Prime garage sale.
Yes, it has. Mm-hmm. Bunch of crap, man.
But they sell all that crap.
Yes, they do, because people have a problem.
Yeah.
You know, they do.
No one's judging. We're not judging.
Oh, I'm not being mean, am I? I apologize.
We scour the sales looking for something for us to buy.
Yeah, we have. And we've done it the last couple of years. And I just like anyone else, I get excited on when it, because they plug it all the time.
Right.
Cyber Monday. You're going to think you're going to get great deals. But then, you know, like Jeff said, you get on it and it really is a garage sale.
Well, this is the reason that they're highlighting this is that this is going to be a first, because they're saying this is the first time that mobile visits to retail sites will exceed desktop visits. More smartphone users will be shopping as opposed to people logging on from their desktops. And this will be the first year that that eclipses, one eclipses the other.
It's something to celebrate. More Americans will be coldly shopping across from a loved one, telling them a story about their day. Are you even listening? And I'm like, yeah, no, I am scrolling.
Put that in the cart.
Buying cart, yes.
Instant checkout. I'm sorry, whatever. So you got a phone call from the doctor and you've been diagnosed. I mean, yes, it's like definitely pay attention.
Friday's the big day, though. I mean, if you're going to be a team shop, you know, you get those people with team names. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's amazing. If you guys, if you're a Black Friday shopper in group, because I know a lot of you guys exist, I think, give us a call, 938-9400. It's funny when you hear about those people with the team names and are running around. I mean, I've known people before that dinner is over on Thursday and they have all the papers spread out everywhere and they're picking.
And they're ready.
And mapping their way through the through Black Friday.
Well, all of this talk, it's interesting. So we were talking about Cyber Monday was officially created back in 2005. Well, this month also, talk about the move from brick and mortar to, you know, the online. Amazon Kindle, the e-reader, turns 10 years old this month. This is, that was like a game changer for the publishing industry. So this is a big, you know, it was 10 years ago that the Amazon Kindle was born, and they've broken down the best 10 best-selling fiction books ever sold.
Harry Potter?
No, it's not Harry Potter. That's not the thing you're trying to hide at the beach. 50 Shades of Grey, number one with a bullet.
What was two?
Hunger Games. The first book, Hunger Games, followed by the third book, Catching Fire, the second book, Catching Fire, followed by the third book, Mockingjay. So the Hunger Games trilogy came in second, third, and fourth. And then fifth was 50 Shades Darker, followed by 50 Shades Freed. So between Hunger Games and the 50 Shades series, that takes up the top six spots of the best-selling Kindle books of all time in the fiction category. Followed by Gone Girl, Girl on a Train, The Help, and Fault in Our Stars. So, I mean, a lot of people still, you know, love their Kindles, and it's changed the way a lot of people read. Apple has announced that they're delaying the release of their HomePod, which is Apple's answer to the Amazon Echo or the Sonos sound system, or maybe even Google Home. I guess they feel like it needs more tinkering, but it's going to be shipping in the U.S. in early 2018. And when it comes to living a longer, healthier life, man's best friend could be there to help. There's a new new research that finds that dog ownership helps people lead longer lives.
Now, how's that?
I'm
guessing walking the dog, maybe?
Heart health, I thought they had said.
Oh.
Yeah.
Healthier hearts, probably maybe the soothing aspect. I mean, there must be a reason why people have companion animals.
Yeah, yeah.
Guys,
I guess you're
right. You know, and men and women suffering from PTSD, they have a companion dog.
Mm-hmm.
Not a cat.
Cool it.
Because the idea is you need something soothing.
Yeah, something that, you know, that's not going to claw your face off.
I mean, it.
That gets a chance.
Cool it.
Shot across the bow, poor Murray. They said that they found that dog owners who live alone, owning a dog can decrease a risk of death and also decrease cardiovascular disease.
It's also supposed to help you meet ladies, right? Take them to the park.
Yes.
Heck yeah.
Let him off the leash, run up to the girl. Sorry.
Dog's humping the other one. Like,
hey, what are you doing for Thanksgiving? Just another opportunity to meet people. But yes, dog is man's best friend, and it could be your best friend in helping living a longer, healthier life. Every year they come out with the annual list of buying all 12 days of Christmas. Apparently, it hasn't changed much, the price from last year to this year. Birds, ladies, leaping, all the stuff. I guess the classic holiday song, The 12 Days of Christmas, it's just 0.6% higher this year.
Is there anything on the list any of us would want, though?
Five golden rings.
You'd want probably. Five golden rings?
I'm just saying, like, if there was one thing where you're like, ooh, gold. Like, I don't want a partridge in a pear tree.
You know?
I don't need ladies maids a-milking.
Ooh.
And I certainly don't want any lords a-leaping.
Or, like, three French hens.
Right.
It's like, where am I going to put it? And I don't even know where to feed them.
Right.
Yeah.
Four calling birds.
You want to be milked, though, don't you?
Six geese a laying, seven swans a swimming. This is a problem. Like, where is this going? Here's what gets awkward in the nine ladies dancing is what we're going to go with here.
All right. I like that.
Nine ladies dancing. Party, you can take the lords a leaping.
No, I want the milking.
Throw them in the hot tub.
No.
You can
no
fit
one
all needs, those lords.
No one needs Piper's piping.
No.
I got 11 Piper's piping out in the backyard.
Are you kidding me?
As a matter of
that.
Fact, I would crowdfund with you guys to not get the Pipers to pipe. But yeah, five golden rings is probably the one that actually is the one that usually changes year to year because it's like gold, Jerry, the price of gold going up and down, the fluctuations. But the U.S. economy, everything else, it seems like it stays pretty much the same.
I mean, just the 12 alone, it's 12 drummers drumming. How much does it cost to get 12 drummers drumming?
Oh, geez,
are we talking
annoying.
Like a... You know, like a Foo Fighters? Like, are we, I mean, are we talking like a Phil Collins? Because that could be a high price tag.
You got to pay him. You got to feed him. It's going to take a couple of vans to move them.
They're noisy. Yeah.
Drum kits don't exactly collapse easily. With all the rising prices of everything, though, I mean, people are still, I always think it's interesting that they come out with this list every year. Like, it's like, wow, do people still even think about that? There you go. $34,558 would be the estimated price tag for all 12 of those gifts.
The Big Party Show. Channel 94.1.
Hello, who's this?
Hi, this is Jordan.
Hi, Jordan. How are you? What's going on?
Good. How are you?
Good.
I was just calling in because my family, we all dress up in costume and go out on Black Friday.
Okay. All right.
Really?
How do you dress up?
So, last year we were Mrs. Claus wannabes, so we all dressed up as Mrs. Claus, and this is my grandma, my aunt, my mom, me, my sister, and my cousin, and we all go out to Sioux City.
That's pretty
And we
cute.
Go shopping.
That's really
oh,
sweet.
That's awesome.
Yes, we all go, and we were reindeer one year and elves another year, so we all, it's different every year. This year we're going to be Christmas trees.
Okay.
How so cute is that?
You're going to be running around in Christmas tree outfits?
Yes.
So is it more about the outfits than the shopping? Like, or do you still have your specific goals that you got to go grab all this
stuff? Yeah, so we plan on Thursday where we're going to go, what we're going to get, and then we leave by, you know, like 11 o'clock at night and go, and then we're out all day.
Oh, my God. So you're up all day, all night?
Yes.
Good Lord. So, then do you just crash when you get home? That's the good thing I always wonder about. Like,
oh,
then
yeah.
You just sleep it off when you get home. You're like, I'm out.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and then you have to eat all your leftover turkey and everything.
Oh, geez. That is
I like the sleeping part. Like, when you tell me about the sleeping part, I get really excited. Like the post,
oh, yes.
Like, I'm already tired for you, and I'm already excited about the nap.
So what's the wish list? What's what are you searching for on Friday?
I'm going to try and find a smart TV. I'm not sure what everyone else is looking for, but I'll figure it out when I get there on Thanksgiving.
Do you guys
What stores do you go to? What are your usual haunts?
We usually go to Best Buy and Walmart, and then we go to the mall.
Okay.
Definitely all of those.
Okay. And do you guys communicate via, like, a little handheld, what do you call it, walkie-talkie stuff, or?
I think we have one year, but we usually just use our cell phones. And I know my grandma every year buys luggage, and then she uses that luggage to hold her stuff and drags it from parking lot to parking lot, and it's
amazing.
Hilarious. Yes. So then
you
every year, one person always gets luggage that has, like, ruined wheels on it.
You're like, Grandma, was this your Black Friday luggage? She's like, Merry Christmas.
Yes, every year.
Everyone gets luggage every year?
Yeah, one person gets luggage every year because she uses the luggage to carry her stuff in.
Oh, wow, that's awesome.
I need your grandma to adopt me.
Where does all the luggage go?
That's weird.
I'm sorry?
Where does this luggage go? Like, grandma has a ton of luggage? Or
she gives it to someone. She gives it as a gift to someone every year. So, like, last year I got the luggage.
Okay. How many grandkids does she have?
Oh, wow.
Oh, there's, let's see, 4, 5, 6, 8 of us.
Okay.
So she can at least pull this stunt for 8 years and then cycle back because at that point your luggage is 8 years old and you're like, I could use a new pair, especially since the wheels were all dinged up. Thanks a lot, Grandma. Black Friday luggage.
Yes. Yes.
Oh, wow. All right. Well, do you have a safe and fun Black Friday, dear?
Thank you. You guys too.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Dressing up.
I should have called her a tree instead of deer.
You.
Hello. What's up? Hello?
Hey, how are you guys?
Good.
What's going on?
Oh, my name is Miranda. So I was calling about the Black Friday shopping. So I kind of feel like we need to have Thanksgiving on Wednesday night because all the deals are on Thursday now. I feel kind of sad about it.
I love the fact that we need to change the date of a national holiday that has been the books. For the fact that we all are like, but I want to spend money. How about we just keep it to Friday like before? Because I think the thing that needs to stop is the creep.
I agree. I just feel sad like all these people have to work on Thanksgiving.
Oh, you do?
Yeah, don't you feel guilty? Yeah, they're working, you're shopping.
Yeah.
For like the first year that they introduced it, I was like, no, I'm just going to wait. Like, I don't want to support, you know, people having to work on Thursday. And then... like, then you miss all the good deals when you go out and you're just kind of like, Friday, you're like, what the hell? Like, everything's gone. Like,
damn it, they need to move Thanksgiving to Wednesday.
No, I think we need to revisit the that idea. And in the way of like, maybe we just all need to cool it. I mean, like, honestly, at that, my biggest thing about the Thanksgiving shopping, what is the stinking rush?
Well, that's people, that's what they do. I mean, we all have our own things that we do, but people that like the shop on this deal, I mean, listen to how excited the caller before was talking.
Oh, yeah.
Right. But they just love it, you know? They just love it. They don't care. You know, but they have their Thanksgiving because, I mean, she doesn't go out till 11 o'clock at night, she said.
Right.
So, well, see, we used to like have two Thanksgivings like with our family and then my husband's family. And then we'd sit down and we'd like get all the ads and then we'd stay up all night, like just organizing all the ads and like circling, you know, things that we want to get. And then we'd go out at like 3 a.m. to go like wait in line. But it's just like now everything's like 6 p.m. So you have to have Thanksgiving a lot earlier. And then be more prepared. I'm just kind of like, it's not fun anymore. Like,
yeah, now it's a job.
I don't know.
Before it used to be like, like this is a fun holiday tradition. And now it's like, this is the holiday. Like all of a sudden you're getting up at 4 o'clock in the morning to get the turkey in, so you have enough time to eat and shop.
Yep.
Are you saving when you do the Black Friday thing? Are you saving that much money?
Like we try throughout the year, but I mean, I don't know. It just kind of just depends.
You have to know what you're shopping for. From the people that I've talked to that have like the deals on Black Friday, it's because they're targeting certain things. You know,
I was just saying it's a lot easier. Like we have kids, so like all the toys go on sale. So
yeah,
I mean, mainly we're like going out for like toys or like TVs. Not that we need any more TVs, but.
That's exactly it. Those are the two things I was just about to say. The two things it seems like people go out for are electronics and toys. Because everything else, you're just like, okay, I can get a pair of Uggs or what. You know what I mean? Like, really, that's not going to get you out Uggs. The door.
Yeah. Well, and everything you buy this year will be outdated by next year's technology.
You bet.
They're saying that
for technology.
Next year's Apple Watch will have more... power in it than your iPad.
Oh, really?
Wow.
So crazy.
Holy smokes.
What?
Hey, thanks for calling. Have a great great shopping. Okay, take care.
I've never, ever Black Friday shopped.
I did it once.
Me neither.
Once. It was the most amazing thing I've ever seen in the shopping realm.
Streaming. No. I get it on my phone. I listen on my tablet. I listen online.
Meghan Trainor is said to be the final celebrity judge on Fox's upcoming singing competition series, The Four.
The Four. As if we needed another singing competition show, but we got one.
Four. Okay.
We didn't even know we wanted one or needed one or asked for one, but we're getting it. DJ Khaled, Diddy, and then this guy, Charlie Walk, who is like a music executive and the president of Republic Records, and then now Meghan Trainor. Her name got added to the list. So I guess The Four debuts in January on Fox ahead of the March release of ABC's Big Scoop.
The Four.
I know.
I mean, because you remember these shows, it's all about the judges. It's not about the competitor, right?
It's not. Mm-hmm. Look at The Voice. That's exactly what it is.
Four.
Did you notice, so last night, the American Music Awards were on ABC, and ABC got the big coup. They took American Idol away from Fox, and they're bringing it back, and it's got, like, Katy Perry and Lionel Richie. And last night during the AMAs, they were having certain spots where they were like, hey, this is me, Katy Perry, and I'm with this person who's going to be trying out for American Idol. It was, like, so
there were three people, and it was, you know, sprinkled out throughout the show, and we were supposed to vote online whether to send them to, you know, to Hollywood. Whatever, wherever the hell they go anymore.
I didn't even vote. That was
the
thing.
It was terrible. I didn't either. I was just mean.
I voted with my apathy of not voting. I know. I was so angry about it being back. Like, I'm like, this is just a bad, like, I just feel like, let it go. And then now with the idea of, like, the four coming and Voice, I've never been a fan of the big
singing
competition.
The American Music Awards were created originally just to C-block the Grammys.
Oh, yes. That's right.
Dick Clark got mad when the contract was going to move networks, so ABC started the American Music Awards.
And it's all fan-based. It's not an industry type of award. This is like, the people who love you, America. Bruno Mars was the big winner last night. So America voted for Bruno to get 7 trophies at the American Music Awards. He didn't come, though. I mean, they showed his acceptance for Artist of the Year, and he's like in the back of a minivan, like, get the profile. This is a winning
post.
He's,
what, on tour? He was somewhere?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, he's on tour doing something because he said he was, thank you to everyone. I have it right here. It is right here.
The profile. You know what that profile is right there? That's the profile of Artist of the Year. Thank you, AMAs. Thank you, hooligans. We did it. I know it's because of y'all. Thank you for voting for me. I love you guys more than anything. I wish I could be partying with y'all, but I'm a million miles away right now in a minivan. Please forgive me. I will be back, and we'll be jamming very shortly. I love you all. Thank you.
I feel like he could break into a performance in the minivan, and it would still be awesome.
You know what, Jeff?
Like, if he just sort of danced in a seat with his guys in the background, boom, 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 oh, like all five could bust out into a performance, and it would still be amazing.
Uh-huh. Yeah, he wasn't wearing a hat or anything, so he just had his hair all done up. It was funny. I liked the AMAs last night. I thought it was pretty decent. The Lady Gaga, that was a little strange. Her dancing is just awful.
But Christina Aguilera looked all fresh.
She looked good.
Kind of a new look.
Yeah.
You thought she looked like Julianne Hough.
Yep, she did.
She must have gotten recent visit from her doctor.
Imagine Dragons rocked it. They did great.
Yes.
There's a lot of solid performances, I thought, last night.
And then the big Lifetime Achievement Award went to Diana Ross for, like, you know, I mean, it was so crazy when they showed, like, the retrospective of all the time she's appeared on the AMAs, because she was a big friend of Dick Clark's. When you say that he was the creator of it, that would make sense. And it was her daughter, Diana Ross's daughter, Tracy Ellis Ross, who was hosting last night. So it was a big star-studded affair. Disney Pixar is teasing their next project. They have finally dropped the first teaser trailer for the highly anticipated summer movies Incredibles 2. So it's the follow-up to the 2004 original The Incredibles. So this is Craig T. Nelson, Holly Hunter. They're the leaders of the Parr family. They're like superheroes that trying to live a regular life. And now Incredibles 2 opens June 15th, 2018. And Paris Hilton is taking credit for the invention of the selfie. She's saying that she and Britney Spears back in 2006 invented the photographic technique now that everyone uses. The idea of holding up the phone and taking a picture of yourself. A lot of people are challenging this assertion, saying, like, well, no, you know.
How dare you? People, how dare you take
how
credit
dare
for
you?
It?
Jeez.
I think it was the name most people were uncomfortable with, a selfie. People originally were hung up with even taking one, admitting you took a selfie because it felt so egocentric.
Yeah, you're like, hey, I want to let's take a selfie together. Just that word alone, you're right. It was like, ugh.
Yeah,
weird and gross saying that word, but now it's just the thing.
I guess they're saying it's so funny because the guy, this Robert Cornelius, who is rumored. He is like the guy that invented the camera. They're like, no, he took the first selfie back in 1839.
So all weekend we were watching that Sebastian Maniscalco party. You got to watch it.
Okay.
Molly's seen a stand up back, but I mean, he captures it perfectly. Like he can't handle a selfie.
Oh, really?
He thinks it's just disgusting and everything that's wrong. He's like, I call it a lonely. Taking pictures of yourself? He goes, what are you doing? What are you doing?
I call it a lonely.
I mean, the whole world wandering around looking at their phones, taking pictures.
It is interesting when, I think a lot of people fall in a category of, just too many of them, meaning there just isn't one. You hand it back and constantly just take photos after photos until you get it right. Just be able to post it or whatever.
I feel like people, when you hand your camera to somebody else, so the reason you took a selfie is because you have the ability to be the cameraman and get it right.
Yeah.
If you're not there.
But like when you hand your phone to somebody, it's like everybody to take your picture, it's like they fall in two categories. Either way too many.
Yes.
Or they snap one and hand you your phone back. And it better be perfect because you look at it and you're like, what? Why did, I mean, they're free.
Yes.
Pop at least five. Pop, 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 pop. You know, when it's like blurry and you're not smiling.
Yeah.
And they hand it back. You're like, it's not a Polaroid.
I know.
Right.
And then the other category is, it's like people instantly don't know how to
take
use a damn phone, you know?
Right.
Oh,
like
yeah.
They've never had a smartphone in their life.
Wait, what do I do? Just press the button.
What do I do?
Or...
I don't know what to do. What is it? How do I hold it?
Yeah.
It's amazing.
What, did you just get off an island?
I think we all need to have like camera, phone camera etiquette. Like a class, like on the idea of like, if you're asking someone, if you're calling on someone's goodwill to even take your picture, then there is a certain amount. Cause there are also the people that are like, take it again.
Yeah.
No, take it again. Take it again. You're like, listen, I have a life outside
how would you
of taking
like
pictures
to be,
of you.
That's what I'm saying. How would you like to be a celebrity?
Oh, geez.
Where everybody, I mean, the smartphone must be the bane of their existence. Yes. I know that some people love it.
Oh yeah.
Cause it's good for your publicity, but it's also, that every person's got a camera on them and they all want a picture with you if you're famous and they all probably want 15 and 20 of them.
Yeah.
How do you get 10 feet?
Remember the time when we were in Kansas City at the barbecue joint and we saw the, what's his name?
Bobby Butler.
Bobby Butler from the Royals.
It was during the World Series.
Remember when we asked for a selfie, a picture with him? He said no, because if I take one, then everybody else will want a photo. And he felt so terrible because we were beating him up so bad verbally after that. He came and apologized. He didn't know that.
He didn't know the evil things that were said about him. And then the nice guy comes up wiping his mouth off. Let's do it. He's like, I just had to feed my family.
Sorry about that. Yeah.
Let's do this picture.
Nice guy. Yeah.
You're like, oh, we just said so many
bad
things.
And then once we took a picture with him.
Oh, gosh. There's a line. A line of people waiting to get a picture. And we started it. That poor guy felt bad. But hey.
Go Studio.
This is the Big Party Show on Omaha's number one hit music station.
Channel 94.1.